that's the kind of music I want to hear is a bump. It kind of picks you up, puts a smile on your face after a very heavy news day about COVID. It's 2:48. I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVlantis, and Terry Savage is with us. How are you today, Terry?
Oh, Lisa, I'm very glad to be with you.
I'm very happy to talk to you.
Okay.
You know, Terry, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, the economy, the markets, all things Social Security. Quickly, about the markets, how are they going to react to what the president had to say today?
Well, the market seems to be reacting positively. It's interesting because the whole collapse of 3 days went a nice bounce back today. It really just does depend on the decisions officials make and businesses make and how we're going to deal with this new variant. Everybody's trying to say we're not shutting down the economy, and that's what the president went out of his way to say. We're not shutting it down. We're going to deal with it. And that's all good news for the economy.
So Social Security was a big topic on this show yesterday, and of course those on Social Security said, yeah, we're going to get the biggest bump in 40 years, but it's really not going to help us all that much.
Oh, it's not. It's not. We saw that coming. We've been talking about it here on WGN for a while. Social Security did have the biggest increase in almost 40 years. But other things are going up too. For example, your Medicare Part B premium, if you're on Social Security, just the standard, if you just make the lowest amount of money, and for higher income earners, people still getting Social Security and Medicare, but still earning, it's even more. But it will go up $21.60 a month, eating up a part of your monthly increase. The new standard Medicare Part B premium is $170.10. The deductible amount, you know, they nickel and dime you away here. It's going from $203 to $233. And so by the time you figure out the cost of everything else in your life going up, and for seniors, a lot of what goes up is uninsured and uncovered medical expenses. And also, you'll probably found that your supplement went up in cost. So that wonderful 5.9% increase in your Social Security check that you'll see in January is going to be eaten up a dozen ways to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's what inflation does.
Absolutely. Terry Savage is on with us on 720 WGN. She's a part of this radio station. And yes, we recognize her as an expert on personal finance and the economy and the markets, but so does the nation. So let's talk about people over shopping this holiday season. It seems like we didn't get a chance to get into stores last Christmas, and people are spending a lot of money this Christmas, and that means a lot of credit card debt coming after the first of the year.
And not only credit card debt, which is something I've been talking about forever and ever and ever. You know, it's so easy to get carried away. It's easier even to get carried away if you're shopping online and you go to click PayPal, for example, and PayPal says, oh, we recognize you on this device. You don't even have to sign in. Just go click here and place your order. It's so easy to spend. And now, something that I wrote about a month or two ago, where you get a chance to divide your payment into four easy payments with no interest. It's called Buy Now, Pay Later.
Yes, I see that keep popping up. Or they'll say, we'll send it to you, and if you like it, you can pay us later.
There's merchants are trying to make it very easy for people to spend. And there are statistics I wrote in my column that show that people who are faced with a $200 for that, whatever it is, go, oh no, I can't afford that. But if they say, oh, four equal payments with no interest of $50 each, oh, I can do that because by, you know, March I'll have this money. But a lot of people do a lot of these deals, and it's your job to keep track of when those payments are due. And if you miss, they charge huge fees. So right now, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I think, has launched an inquiry into exactly what the real cost to consumers is. But you're right, Lisa, your premise, we're all in a good mood, and it makes it easier to shop online or in a store. It's easy to find out that you're going to wake up with a hangover next winter.
Yeah. And it's really the QVC plan. They've been doing it for years, four easy payments.
Exactly.
You know, and now retailers are like, hey, that works really well on people. And I will say I'm guilty, Terry, because when I'm shopping for everyone else, I'm like, oh, well, I certainly need that. I should have picked that up. I better get that. I'm going to need that. iRobot 7, you know? I mean, I spend money that I would never spend if I wasn't actively shopping.
Self-discipline is the essence of all decision-making. It's like a diet.
And I need it. So let's talk about the fact that a lot of people have been blaming the millennials. We have a worker shortage. These people don't want to work. When in fact, the baby boomers are a bit to blame because so many people decided to retire.
Absolutely. Many people retired or decided to retire because they lost their jobs. And once you're past age 60, although there's not supposed to be age discrimination, it's certainly a fact of life. So as much as we have younger people who have decided it's not worth it to be the wait staff at your favorite restaurant, so they can open up, but they can't serve you because there are no staff. A big part of our problem is that seniors, or I don't want to call seniors once you're over 60, but have decided maybe I'll get by on Social Security. Maybe I'll take my 401k and roll it over into an IRA. I want to say that it's probably the worst mistake you can make in all of personal financial planning is to take Social Security early. And yet, I think it's like 30% of people take it at age 62. You not only lose 7% a year up until full retirement age, but if you waited from that point till age 70, the oldest you could take it, you get an additional 8% a year. So it's a huge difference in your life to take Social Security early. And then if we're going to have inflation, and it looks like it's going to be around, your cost of living increases are put on a smaller base. So the longer you can wait to take Social Security, the better.
People were telling me yesterday, well, this is, and I know you've heard this, Terry. Well, what if I die? What if Social Security isn't around in 10 years when I need it? That seems to be their response. And yours is?
Well, if you die, you won't know. I mean, Social Security is an annuity. All right. And I just read a wonderful book called Money Magic by Lawrence Kotlikoff, who wrote the book Get What's Yours, Everything About Social Security. He makes the point you shouldn't plan for averages. You should plan to live to your maximum age because averages are made of people who die sooner and who die later. So fact is, you never know when you're going to die. Why bet against yourself? But second of all, those people who worry about running out of money and Social Security, we don't listen to actuaries anymore. We've got a national debt of like $30 trillion. If you count all these promises like Social Security and so forth, we're like at $100 trillion. They have proved it. They will print the money. That's inflation, of course. That's a different topic. But don't worry about that. If they're going to print the money for all the things they printed for this year, you can be sure when the huge boomer and those following retired generation, they will print the money for Social Security. You could count on that.
All right. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time out of your day today to join us.
Lisa, good to be with you. Welcome.
And tell everyone how they can find you online.
Well, just go to terrysavage.com. People post questions, and I stay up late answering them all. You get an email when your question is answered. And that's where I post all my columns as well, so you can keep up to date.
This
terrysavage.com.
This is a woman who's never going to retire and never going to rely on Social Security.
But I was saying that 40 years ago, Lisa. That was the opening line in my speech. Always save as much out of your paycheck. See, don't leave it with this last thought. I know you're up against it. Everybody who's working now gets a thing taken out of your paycheck. It's called FICA. It stands for Federal Insurance Contributions Act. And thank you, you're contributing to me. But you should be taking out in your 401k at least as much as they're taking out for FICA, because that's the one thing you'll be able to count on down the road. That's your own money.
Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. Thank you so much.